I'm speaking today with Douglas Sinclair, Chair of the Accounts Commission for Scotland, to talk about a report on Aberdeen City Council, which we've published today. Douglas, can you tell me what this report is about?
Yes, it's a look at how Aberdeen City Council is performing, particularly in meeting its statutory requirement to deliver best value, and that means continuous improvement in everything it does as a council.
And what have you found?
Well, in a nutshell, the council is making progress, which is encouraging, but it is still a long way to go. There have been huge changes since the Commission held a public hearing in Aberdeen 7 years ago, but there's also been several controversial decisions on high-profile council projects. There have also been further changes over the last 2 years. The council, for example, has a new chief executive and a new leader, and they've got a good working relationship. That bodes well for Aberdeen. There's also more effective cross-party working, which is helping build consensus, although we still see the occasional disrespectful exchanges between councillors.
So what does this mean for the public?
Well, as you know, the council provides key services for everyone in the Granite City. It's now putting in place a significant programme of improvement which will impact on the public. As the report says, however, it's too early to say how effective this will be.
So what needs to be done in future?
Well, the council's priorities need to be much better connected with all its plans and with its systems for reporting progress. A recent survey showed that council staff don't clearly understand its priorities, so clearly there is important work needed there. It also needs to do more to support elected members in the scrutiny role, holding officers to account, and supply them with consistent information on how the council is performing so they can meet their duties and responsibilities in this area. Like all councils, Aberdeen is facing really tough financial challenges over the next few years. The council has improved its financial management and its financial position, and that provides a solid foundation for its next 5-year plan. It's built up considerable reserves, but remember, these can only be used once, so other measures will be needed.
And what does the Accounts Commission want to see happen next?
As I say, there are positive signs of improvement in Aberdeen. That's encouraging, but the council has still a way to go to secure the wider improvements it seeks in the longer term. The priority for the council, not least given its past history, must be to continue its momentum and clearly demonstrate how it's making improvements and to make sure these are firmly embedded across the council. In the meantime, the Commission has asked to be kept up to date on progress, and if any significant issues arise, we may require and request a further report from the Controller of Audit.
Douglas, thank you.